Good morning, this is Emma and Stephanie with your 11 AM Z Lines. In local news, Brisbane City Council data has identified the city's top spots for magpie swooping, with St Lucia coming in at number one. The council says it received over 2,400 reports of swooping magpies from 2021 to 2023, with the number of reports decreasing each year. St Lucia reported 24 magpie incidents last year, followed by 15 in Bracken Ridge and 13 in Brisbane City. Griffith professor and urban ecologist Daryl Jones says magpie swooping is actually quite rare, while the Brisbane City Council has recommended travelling in groups and avoiding swooping areas during nesting season.
The Queensland government is set to oppose an Aboriginal group's request for exclusive use of an island in the Great Barrier Reef. The Woopawurra people have lodged a native title claim for the exclusive use of parts of Great Keppel Island Woopa off the coast near Rockhampton. The Woopawurra Saltwater Aboriginal Corporation claim that if successful, the group would access the island to help clean up and rehabilitate the land. Premier Stephen Miles says the government will work with First Nations people to find a compromise, but also need to ensure Queenslanders can continue to have access to the places they love.
In national news, pill testing will be trialled at Victorian music festivals and events this summer. Premier Jacinta Allen confirmed in a social media post last night, quoting, "It was common sense way to save lives." This comes after experts pushed for urgent pill testing reforms following the suspected MDMA drug overdoses at Melbourne's Hard Mission Festival in January this year, where 8 people were placed in induced comas. According to Allen, paramedics attended to more drug overdoses at festivals in the first 3 months of this year alone than they did in the entire 2023 year. Medical experts have supported the move, warning that drugs have a dangerous effect on the body. Queensland and the ACT are currently the only Australian states with legalised pill testing.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been released from prison and has left the UK, according to WikiLeaks. Mr. Assange was set to plead guilty this week to breaking US espionage law in a plea deal with US prosecutors that comes after years of legal battles over his extradition to the US for releasing classified US military documents in 2010. The plea deal would allow him to return home to Australia after considering time already served by Mr. Assange. In a statement on social media platform X, WikiLeaks announced Mr. Assange has flown out of the UK on Monday morning local time. His release was, quote, the result of a global campaign that spanned grassroots organizers, press freedom campaigners, legislators, and leaders from across the political spectrum, all the way to the United Nations. Many press freedom advocates have argued that criminally charging Mr. Assange was a threat to free speech.
In international news, 7 independent activists linked to a group suspected of sparking riots in the French Pacific island of New Caledonia last month have been sent to mainland France for pretrial custody, according to a local prosecutor, Yves Dupas. Dupas said in a statement on Sunday the detainees were sent to France by a plane explicitly assigned for the transfer at night, quote, due to the sensitivity of the procedure and in order to allow the investigations to continue in a calm manner, free of any pressure. Among the 7 detainees was Christian Tain, leader of the pro-independence group Field Action Coordination Cell, or CCAT, who was charged on Saturday for the recent violence that resulted in 9 deaths, including 2 police officers. France government has repeatedly accused Tain's CCAT of instigating the violence, a charge the organization has denied. Tain's lawyer, Pierre Auton, accused the courts of, quote, answering to purely political considerations.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with light winds and medium chance of showers, most likely in the late morning and afternoon. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. There is no fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 AM. We'll be back at tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Hey you! Yeah, you.